Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Gravity is a masterful achievement in cinema. Look for Oscar nominations in the double digits, including actress for Sandra Bullock, supporting actor for George Clooney, director for Alfonso Cuarón, screenplay for Cuarón and his son Jonas, cinematography, soundtrack, and numerous technical categories. In the movie Gravity, the collision, intentional or not, of Russian satellites sends a debris shower into the path of the space shuttle, where Dr. Ryan Stone, played by Sandra Bullock, is repairing the Hubble Space Telescope, and NASA astronaut Matt Kowalski, played by George Clooney, is zipping around in a jetpack. They're the only survivors, but they are set adrift in space. To reveal much more about the plot or the sequence of events would be a spoiler and take away from your enjoyment of the film. What can be said is that Gravity will have you gripping your popcorn box, the theater armrest, or the hand of the person sitting next to you. The action is so realistic and so believable that you will think that you are floating in space. The visuals are spectacular. The endless darkness of space with its millions of stars is contrasted with the blue orb of Earth, sometimes cloaked in clouds, sometimes with brown deserts or the lights of metropolitan areas visible. The effect is thrilling, but also threatening because of the predicaments of the astronauts. There is spine-tingling action, jaw-dropping visuals, and an inspirational theme. Gravity is a very spare production. Sandra Bullock is on screen for most of the film, George Clooney less so. You couldn't have asked for better casting. Otherwise, five voices, including that of Ed Harris at Mission Control, are heard. Sandra Bullock has such an expressive face and voice. She retains a charm of a young woman, yet again, we won't play spoiler, but because of a very deep personal loss, her faith in the universe, in God, in herself, has been greatly challenged. George Clooney is a wisecracking, savvy sidekick. Most of the film's considerable humor, amidst the chaos, originates with Clooney's quips. He also has the gravitas, the cool head, the grace under pressure to see difficult situations through. Alfonso Cuarón, who directed Children of Men, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and Great Expectations, has created a roller coaster ride of emotions. His pacing is impeccable. Composer Stephen Price uses orchestral, electronica, and heartbeats to make the tension palpable. Gravity is a film that should be seen in the IMAX 3D format. After you see Gravity, you may never want to be down on Earth again. Gravity is MPAA rated PG-13 for intense, perilous sequences, some disturbing images, and brief, strong language. Opening October 25 is The Counselor. An attorney gets involved in drug trafficking. Ridley Scott directs Brad Pitt, Penelope Cruz, Michael Fassbender, Cameron Diaz, Javier Bardem, and Rosie Perez in the crime thriller. Bad Grandpa. Irving Zisman is an 86-year-old grandfather traveling across the United States with his 8-year-old grandson. Johnny Knoxville stars as Irving in the comedy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.